called this Committee on Oversight to order on Wednesday, September 28th at 4:01 p.m. in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving into Agenda Item 2, roll call.
Senator Blair.
Present.
Senator Bradley.
Present.
Senator Eschenbaum.
Present.
Senator Fanning.
Present.
Senator Green.
Present.
Senator H. Jackson.
Present.
Senator Henderson.
Present.
Senator Jordan.
Present.
Speaker Teixeira.
Present.
Quorum,
moving into Agenda Item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Just a couple things. I'm going to repeat this at Senate, but I'm going to ask for your help as chairs to get your folks to do this. I'm going to be sending out an assessment tomorrow, everybody. And we're trying to measure leadership development from now until April that you guys have. So there's a tool there that's called the Socially Responsible Leadership Scale, and it's just a check-the-box kind of thing where you sort of rate yourself on where you believe your leadership skills are right now, and you'll get a post one at the end of the year to see if there's been any change. And all government officers are doing it, from programming through Senate, through Blue Crew, through Judicial. So, and then it's got a couple of questions based on the trainings that we're providing. So if you can check in with your committees and meeting with them, see if they did that, that'd be great. And the other thing is mostly you guys, but I'm going to bring it up again in Senate because exec board will be there, are the posting boards. The posting boards literally look like a tree sneezed paper on them. If we could get them a little bit more professional looking, that would be super awesome because those are basically the boards, those are the symbolic visual representation of Senate and Senate subcommittees and exec committees around campus. So if they look like it's a hot mess, at least people believe that you look like you're a hot mess, which you don't. You know, it's nice stuff, especially CEO, board of director member of Hoffman. But just two things. You'll hear me say it again in Senate. A lot of times you're going to hear me say things here at first, and then you'll hear me say it again in Senate, but it's just the way it's going to be. Because you have additional responsibilities.
Okay, is there any other public comment? All right, seeing none, we'll move into Agenda Item 4. I'm seeking a motion to approve Agenda Items 4A through 4D. Senator Bradley.
I move to approve items A, B, C, and D by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Motion carries. Moving into Agenda Item 5A, Secretary of the Senate, if you would like to make your report.
I haven't had a chance to write the points memos, but I'll have those at Senate.
Yep. Moving to Agenda 5B, Speaker Pro Tem Morgan Jackson. She will be back in momentarily. So, Senator Henderson, if you want to give your report on academics.
We have a really great meeting on Thursday. We discussed having everyone who they're going to bring to the major and research fair. So everyone's working on that. And then we talked a little bit about working with the Committee on Safety, Stability, and Wellness. There we go. To do a like healthy studying, healthy finals week, working together with how students like to academics. We're focusing on healthy studying and then sustainability, working on like mental health and like body, actual physical health. So yeah.
Have you talked about what you guys were going to do for the healthy studying and stuff like that?
We talked about like little gift bags. So ours, we were thinking like pens, pencils, and like little post-it notes, and then they were thinking like hand sanitizer and like cough drops and things like that. And then like also activities going on. So like we were thinking yoga on the quad for like a relaxation thing. So yeah.
You should talk to Joe Programming as well, because mm-hmm. they do give out packs for finals and stuff like that. And if you guys did like a combined, the packs could be like higher quality, and you guys could like share the funding on it.
Uh-huh.
Are there any questions for Senator Henderson? All right, moving into Agenda Item 5D, Committee on Budget and Finance, Senator Fang.
So last Friday we kind of had our first round of financial reviews. Start with the smaller accounts just to kind of warm up and get everyone used to it. So I know everyone's like really excited about kind of programming in their committees. But I just want everyone to know that right now Senate only has about 9,000 left in our operating account. So no don't go too crazy unless you guys plan on like requesting money from the reserve line. And then this week we're going to be reviewing programming board and then also PLF, so that'll be fun. But
awesome. I apologize for not making the last meeting. I hope everything went well with the memo I sent. It's my first time doing it, but I have former speaker Fabi help me out with it. Move back into Speaker Pro Tem Jackson's report.
Hi. Most of what I've been working on, well, two things. The internship and the town hall coming up. So town hall's tomorrow for those of you who signed up to volunteer. I looped you into an email with Christine Brown, who's working with KRNB to coordinate all this. So please let me know if you're not getting those emails. Hopefully everyone is. But if you decided that you can volunteer now, we would still love to have you. We need preferably have a couple more people. We're good with our base right now, but if you can, we would really, really love your help.
Senator Blair?
Sorry. My family might actually not move, so I can't help her again.
Yay! Great to hear. Thank you. As for the internship, we've been doing interviews, and those have been going really well. Everyone's being very punctual and dressing professionally, and we've got a lot of really good candidates, so I'm really, really excited for that.
What is the final number that we have on interns?
Right now, I had 12 from that first round, and I'm waiting for Chief of Staff Atia to give me the second round. And the application doesn't officially close until Friday, so we won't have that number until then. But I plan on, as soon as possible, getting the rest of those interviews in, selecting the interns, and then starting those meetings and everything. And I think I said this last time, but we plan on doing them right after Senate, those meetings. And again, any suggestions, always open to them. So. If you have any questions for me, let me know.
We still have the record show that Senator Green and Speaker Pro Tem Jackson entered the room at 4:07. Senator Green, if you would like to give your report on student engagement.
Awesome. And I apologize for my lateness. I'm not really impressed. So just going to go right to it. The nonprofit recognition thing is still going on. It's called Senator Vaughn will be sending me another nonprofit organization to go on the student newsletter every on the 1st, and then it'll be put up by the 15th when the newsletter goes out, and then it'll keep changing every month, like I said. We're still working on the educational program that it says that we have to put on in the city. That's an engagement. Has to put on in the intervals. It's going to happen next spring. Not a reading that I talked about. Civic engagement, the Civic Engagement Volunteerism Series. Super cool. It's starting October 10th. In the first event, I'm trying to get all the student services to send people to go out to is actually right here in the jail, so it's not like it's a hospital for students to go. It's going to be the students learning about college program that the center throws on. It brings in a bunch of middle schoolers and high schoolers from all over the Reno community and gets them interested about college and gets them going about college. You can only get 50 people, but my goal is to try to get each student service get 10 students to go. And it's going to be, it's 4 hours, but they can go on 1 hour time slots each. And I'm super excited about it because after talking with Sandra, it's going to be like a super big competition. It's going to be a trophy at the end of the year. And then the student who also wears the most is going to get an award. So I'm very excited to see it take off because I've been working on it for a while.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for all your work on that. Are there any questions about Senator Eschenbach?
Through the speaker to Senator Green, this afternoon the center sent out an email saying that they now have a points feature. Do you have any plans to incorporate that in with like the student that's done the most service or ways that?
So I know you're talking about, she referenced it quite a few times, and I asked her permission before I put in her event, because that is their event. So what the center is doing is they do a bunch of events and programs over the year, and she also reached out to me about a bunch, but they don't see enough students actually coming out to her events, and they want to change that. So what they're planning on doing is having, for each organization, each club, each entity on campus that comes out and volunteers, they give the points, and at the end of the year, they give that group center swag, is what they're calling it. So I wasn't incorporating that into mine because I feel like it'd be very conflict of interest for me. They'll be like, oh, ASUN is trying to win this fight, and we're putting on our own event. So I was just going to let them handle that and keep it 100% separate.
Okay, are there any other questions for Senator Green? All right, moving to agenda item 5F, Chair, Committee on Government Operations, Senator Gordon.
So we have a meeting set up. Senator Jacoby has a meeting set up with person at scholarships to talk about the scholarships and the SAS, make sure that what we have aligns with what they have over there. GPAs and a couple other concerns we raised. I also haven't gotten to the update of the secretaries and the clerks, so I need to be more considerate with your guys' time. I apologize, so I'm just going to assign that to somebody in my committee who has more time to take that on, and I hope to have a report on that next time.
Are there any questions for Senator Gordon? All right, moving to the number 5G, Chair Committee on Public Affairs, Senator Eschenbaum.
So our committee met with Chai Cook from Veteran Affairs and Felipe Gutierrez, who is the president of Wolfpack Veterans. Both of them are able to make our meeting this week, and we got really great suggestions about things that veterans like to have or that should be at an event celebrating veterans. And we will continue to work on caterers and locations.
Are there any questions for Senator Eschenbaum? All right, moving to agenda item 5H, Chair Committee on University Affairs, Senator Bradley.
So we have a meeting, or I have a meeting today after this meeting with Chief of Staff on Canada about doing the Toronto campaign or a sexual assault type of campaign, bringing that back and getting as many sign-ups as we can to take the pledge, as well as bringing it into the residence halls and having that incorporated with RHA and things of that nature. We started planning an outreach event. We're shooting for the beginning of November, late October, most likely November. We like the idea of the Cocoa with the constituents again this year just because we do have a lot of extra hot chocolate left over. And it was a relatively high traffic event last year because it was cold and there was hot chocolate. They have 3 weeks to finish their liaisons and contacting them by email, by personal contact, whatnot, to let them know that ASUN has liaisons with them. Also, we talked about, or we're going to bring a Give Pulse kind of competition to the residence halls, hopefully. And that would be my liaison. So that would be really cool if we could have all of the students in the residence halls sign up Give Pulse by the end of the year, or like make that goal and then at least like 95% of them or something like that. We're going to go over it in our next meeting. No meeting this week, but next week we will be meeting for sure. And that's the University of
Paris. Awesome. I love the Thomas campaign. A couple years back when we did it with 82, Senator Feenster did a really good job with it, and it'd be really cool to see like all of ASUN get into the Thomas campaign, especially with their, they just gained a ton of ground because of the case in Stanford. Now a lot of students in college campuses across the country are adopting new campaigns.
I walked in at the perfect time. Last week during exec talked about it's on us. Just so you guys know, it's a statewide initiative through NSA. So NSA voted on every university and institution in the state of Nevada is going to do something for it's on us. I just met with Liv about possibly doing an it's on us campaign video, but Chief of Staff Altman is in charge of that project from the exec side of things. So if you want to talk to him or throw ideas his way.
Senator Green, you have
a question. On the Give Pulse side, I know you're just talking about the student services, and also includes the building, so we're expecting to see a bunch of RZA and stuff, so if you wanted me to talk to you about that.
Are there any other questions for Senator Eschenbaum?
Or
no. We need to agenda item 5H, Chair Committee on University Affairs, or 5I, Chair Committee on Safety, Society, and Building.
So today, Senator Bradley, Senator Jordan, and I had a meeting with Vice President Springer talking about the like a wellness campaign over the next coming months. where they're really going to hit different aspects of that. So we're working with them, and they asked us to kind of help them with their research before that when they launch it November 14th. So we're going to help them with that. We're just kind of sampling this with that. And then actually in the committee today, we came up with a name for our wellness project in October. So that's going to be the Wolfpack Wellness Project. And we're still in contact with the club right now and working with the counseling center. And we're just hoping to do it right in front of the Pennington. And I'm sending in that form tonight, so we will get confirmation of that soon. And we'll be probably doing an SEP or meeting next week for that. And then we also are going to start brainstorming ideas for having an event in November or December-ish for safety. Particularly working with University of Fairs on safe driving techniques, especially since it looks like we may have a really cold, snowy winter this year. So that's what we're looking at.
Senator Green.
So I don't know if you know already, but we are partnering with a campaign called Do the Right Thing in the Super Bowl. I've done a lot of things with them. I'm actually, the cheer team is actually doing a couple of videos for them next semester. So, because we're expecting them to be winter, so if we give you that contact information.
Did you say Do the Right Thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not officially partnered with them, but students who work with them, right, Jeremy?
My understanding is they went from the Senate, and the Senate wasn't interested.
Yeah. So we're not like officially with them, but we do volunteer stuff outside of the Senate. Are there any other questions for Senator Blair?
All right, and for myself, so this week is the end of my midterms, and next week we will start weekly meetings. I'm going to send out a doodle poll of when everyone's available. It's going to be pretty hard to do weekly meetings, so I think we're going to do bi-weekly, just because we all have busy schedules, and I can't be meeting with 22 people like in a 5-day span or a 7-day span. That'd be pretty hard. So I'm going to set up a doodle poll for that and then just set a bi-weekly time for everyone. I might even have like two senators come in at one time if you guys are working on a project together, things like that. If you guys have any questions about that, ask me now. Senator Bradley.
Have you thought about doing it by college?
I could do it by college. I actually haven't thought about that, but that's a pretty good idea. Yeah, I might actually do it that way. Are there any questions? All right. Moving into agenda item 8, public comment. President Boone, do you have anything?
I'm good.
Okay. Jacoby? Okay. Senator Green?
I just got some information on the report. Sandy asked me to reach out to the Highlands of the Republic and the Serving Summit to talk about them hosting a voter registration parties right there in their lobby, so people who live there can just go and register. So me and my committee will be talking about that because the last day to register was the October 18th, I think. And just want to make sure you guys know about it.
All right. Is there anything else? Okay. Sandy sent us an email over the listserv talking about different things that are happening within our own university and the regions. It's actually like really, really cool. It talks about everything from our campus becoming bicycle safe to Provost Carmen and the Board of Regents updates. So hopefully you guys can go through that before Senate. And if you guys have any comments on that, just let them know and we can talk about them because it could potentially help us out a lot with new legislation and things like that. Is there any other public comment? All right, I adjourn this meeting at 4:20.